Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, good morning. Is it? Yes, still?
Yes,
sorry. Good morning. It's Ebony Ansel speaking again. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So I'm not sure whether I was talking to you this morning. It's about Luigi.
Oh, yes,
Little scaly breath. So he seems to have perked up a little bit. Like he's still flying around. He's eaten a bit more. Poop has gone more green, which it should be, which is normal for him because of the food he eats. The only thing is when he, you know, lorikeets make their big squeal, that it just sounds funny. If that makes sense. It's not normal, a normal lorikeet squeal. So I'm just wondering, should I just wait it out or should I definitely bring him in and get him looked at? So
recommend getting a checkup, especially if he's not doing the usual vocalisation that he would normally do. Birds mask their symptoms very well, so when they are getting a bit unwell, you don't know until they're quite sick before they start showing any signs.
So he only just started this morning. Like the last couple of days, he's been fine. Last night he was flying around and doing all these things, and yesterday and today he's just. That squeal is just sounds a bit croaky, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
it's up to you. Like, I definitely would recommend getting him checked out just to rule out something like a crop infection or something that he might have ingested or something like that. But it's totally up to you.
And how do they get that? So I'm new to doing birds, so I, clean everything and I vacuum every day. And
so sometimes I've got some organisms naturally occurring there and in periods of either stress or temperature change. So we have had quite a cold snap recently. It can bring out any underlying issues. It might have just been laying a bit dormant there. So doing a crop wash and having a look under the microscope of the contents would indicate whether or not there is an underlying crop infection going on. Also checking the feces, make sure there's no gut infection starting, things like that.
Because you can give medications for that, can't you? Like
medications.
The vet can give medications and stuff. Because we can administer that at home. Like my housemate, he loves my housemate and he just rolls all over him and everything. So I've just sat out with him for the last half an hour. I've got the cage out, and everything, because we take them to get their nails some of the time, so they're used to getting in the cage. Because we call them free range birds, our birds, like pretty much. But within confined space. You've just not talked me into it, but made me feel a bit better about it. Like he's just like perked up in the last. Since I talked to you last, he's just become a different bird. Like, you know what I mean? But he's still got that horrible, horrible sound when he makes his squeals.
So I definitely would get him checked out. If he was my bird, I'd be getting him checked out.
Definitely. And because I have other birds too, and there's nothing wrong with them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all good and they all mingle together and everything. And I'm just trying to think, is there anything that I could have done better or not done or anything like that? But as you say, it could be just something in the bird. Or it might be just, a passing, he's having a bad day. You know what I mean?
So did you want to keep the appointment?
Yes, definitely. Might be a little bit early because I'm going to get an Uber and with school time coming past, because I don't exactly know where you are. Can you tell me kind of where you are?
So our address is 22 Ashmole Road. We're on the corner of Ashmole and Anzac Avenue. Our car park is off Anzac Avenue. You can only get into it one way. So if you go past the Kippering Shopping Centre, head up towards, heading towards the waterfront at Redcliffe, we're on the left-hand side. There's a Simplicity Funeral next door. You'll see their sign and then our sign's immediately after with our car park. If you know Redcliffe at all, it's the old bridal shop that used to be here for many, many years.
On the corner. I know where you are.
That's our building.
Okay. Yep. No, I know where you are. I haven't been that way in ages, but I do know. I remember the old bridal shop that used to be on the corner. So.
Yep, certainly. Okay. Well, we'll see you then. If you get here a little bit earlier, you can obviously just have a seat. If we finish our consult earlier prior to yours, then you can get in earlier. So.
I'm just thinking.
Got your appointment at 3:10.
Is it school time? No, it's not school traffic.
No,
at the moment,
it's school holidays.
Yeah, so the traffic will be terrible anyway.
All right. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know going that way. All right, thanks so much.
Thank you then. Okay, and if you could fill out that questionnaire, that would be amazing. Did you get that, the questionnaire?
Yes. Yep, I've he just wouldn't get off me for cuddles. He's been a bit superstitious.
Yeah, sure. So just fill that out prior to coming in, and we'll see you then at 3:10.
Yep, no worries at all. See you then.
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.